Good morning. And so we hear in the first reading today, for the Lord is an eternal rock. And when we hear that the Lord is an eternal rock, we're thinking of a firm foundation, something solid, something that we can trust in. It goes on to talk about the fact that lets in a nation that keeps faith, a nation of firm purpose, you keep in peace for its trust is in you. And so this idea of trusting in the Lord, not simply saying, Lord, Lord, but actually trusting in the Lord, building our life on the Lord, on our confidence in Him. And this, I'm going to briefly mention Saint Ambrose. And, you know, St. Ambrose was, I read a little passage that he wrote this morning, and he was talking about the Word of God being like water, like a stream, like something that can fill us. And when it fills us, it overflows. And then it overflows and it becomes a source of water for others. And water is a symbol of the Spirit, right? It's one of the symbols of the Spirit. And I thought, you know, am I filled that the grace of God flows out of me to others? And I was asking myself that question this morning. And the prayer of St. Francis came to mind. And what is the prayer of St. Francis? Lord, make me what? An instrument of your peace. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. That I would be filled. That something could flow out of me to be of help to others, right? Well, then I started thinking it's kind of arrogant to think that I'm so full, you know, that it flow. But at the same time, it's not really arrogant, it's what our Lord wants. Once we stand solidly on the rock, then we should recognize, this is what St. Ambrose was recognizing in himself, that if he drank deeply from the well of God's grace, that the grace of God would flow, and that as a bishop, he was a bishop, that had to be the case for him. And he spoke about the great commission of being a bishop and his great responsibility of being bishops. And, you know, I don't think anybody in this church is going to be a bishop, but we all have the responsibility to be a source, don't we? First to receive and stand solidly on rock. You know, in our lives, you've all heard this expression, I think, into every life a little rain must fall, right? Yes. Yes. Yeah. And when we're thinking of that, we're not thinking of a gentle storm that waters our plants and that we're happy to get. We're thinking of the rain that kind of ruins the day. It's like, you know, golly, I had this plant and that plant and it rained and it was a mess. Into every life, a little rain must fall. And the rain fell. The flood came. The wind blew and buffeted the house. And so our Lord is speaking not about some abstract possibility, but an absolute reality. That into every life, the rain will fall, the flood will come, the wind will blow, and there will be a buffeting. But our houses, my brothers and sisters, are to be set on rock, right? Solid rock, stable, not pretending there's no rain, not pretending there's no flood, but solidly on rock. So today, with these ideas in our hearts and our minds, we pray that we would be set solidly on rock, that we would be filled, and that our lives itself would be instruments of peace for others. Lord, I trust in you. May my house be set solidly on rock.